Yeah, not too much participating, just mental reps, you know. Not, you know, cleared to do anything physically out there yet, so just soaking it all in mentally and, you know, visualising myself in there, taking the reps. That's all I really can do.
Wade says he doesn't really look at you as a project, even though you haven't played football for as long as some of these guys. Do you feel the same way? Do you feel there's still a lot to learn about American football?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, everyone out there has a lot to learn. I think, you know, we go into the college system and we're taught a specific scheme and specific way to play. And then you come here and it's a whole new way, new scheme, new technique. So you're always learning in this game, and that's the whole thing. You just got to soak it in and just repetition until you get it.
You said on the phone call after you were drafted that you would have to come and see the doctors, trainers, etc. Have you done so, and do they have a timetable, sort of an idea of your progress?
Yeah, I've met with, you know, Greek in the training room and Coach Luke over there and the strength and stuff, and you know, they're kind of putting together my training schedule and everything like that. But as for a timeline, it's just day to day, week to week. It's just come in and work every day, and you know, that's all you really can do. You can't really put a date on it at the moment. But yeah, we'll just meet up with those guys, and you know, they're going to get me right.
How tough is it to be held back and limited in the meantime? How much are you chomping at the bit to get out there?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you're sitting in there in meetings and you're watching and you're learning and you're going through plays and you're picking up the playbook, and then it's, you go out there and you want to just walk through or rep it out with the team and do all that, but it's, you can't. So you just got to take the mental reps, and really you just got to visualize yourself being out there in the position of the guys that are out there. So that's all I'm doing at the moment, and you know, I feel like I've got a pretty good hold of things so far, so it's going to be exciting to see when I can be out there and how I pick it up.
How's been picking up the playbook and learning the terminology?
Yeah, it's tough. Just, you know, coming into any new system, it's, you know, little ins and outs, and you just got to learn them. But you just got to apply yourself. I think if you, it's a thing that you got to take home. You got to look at. You got to read over multiple times. First thing when you wake up, you know, you got to look at it, and then you come out here and they give you another new set of stuff, and you just got to keep going. So, you know, this is kind of the tough part, where you're just learning everything. And you know, I think it will ease up once you kind of have that basic understanding, and you have that base understanding of the defense and the scheme. So,
inside at Tech, where you get your chops at more, playing on the end or playing inside?
Really, any position I think I can play well at. And you know, I think here they see me as a very versatile guy that can play, you know, across the front. I can play the five, the three, the shade, really anywhere. And, I mean, we're in so many sub-packages and stuff now in the NFL that, you know, you have to be versatile to play. So, you know, I'm just trying to get healthy and then take that one step at a time.
With so many family and friends across the way, were you big in social media here over the last couple of years?
A little bit. I mean, most people in Australia just really use Facebook. So I just, you know, I have Facebook just to stay in touch with my friends and family. But you know, I'm not too big into the whole social media thing. It's obviously nice when you can, you know, talk to your friends across the country pretty easily and not have to worry about, you know, setting up a phone call and getting that. But as for the most part, it's just good to see the support that I have from back home, and even here in the States, in Atlanta and stuff. I've still got a lot of friends there that are supporting me and just happy to see what I'm doing.
How about here, now that you're a Bronco, they give you anything?
Yeah, there have been a few Aussies that have reached out to me, you know, that say they live over here, so it'll be exciting to see when I get some time off. And you know, a few family friends and friends of people that I know that are living out here, they've you know, opened up their doors with wide arms for me. So yeah, it's an exciting time and just looking forward to it.
Georgia Tech's put quite a few players in the NFL already. I think 2013 against Clemson, I was watching Jeremiah Aftichow and you stood out. Has Jeremiah or any other former teammates kind of reached out to you now that you're in the
place? Yeah, a lot of those guys have, and I was really good friends with a lot of those guys. So, you know, I've been in touch with them over the years, even through their career, just, you know, wishing them well and knowing that I'm supporting them, and, you know, they're showing the same support back at me. And I think we play the Chargers twice this year, so, you know, Jerry already reached out to me saying he's going to see me twice, and, you know, that's going to be a good time because I've probably seen him maybe once in the last 2 years. So, yeah, he's a good friend of mine, and, you know, we played together his senior year and stuff, so that was pretty special for him when he got picked up. And he said the same thing for me, you know, he was happy for me to get picked up, and, yeah, just looking forward to it.
Do
Gary Kubiak was talking yesterday about how a big point of emphasis this weekend is teaching you guys how to be a Bronco. In terms of like presenting yourself to the public, the media, et cetera, what does that entail?
I think it's more than just, you know, being a football player. I think it's the whole way you carry yourself on and off the field. And, you know, you see a lot of guys that do things wrong, and then you see a lot of guys that do the right things. And I think he's just trying to get that culture where we have more guys doing the right things than the wrong things. And, you know, the type of organization that we have here, the type of culture that, you know, we've only seen for a couple of days now, it's amazing. And the people here are amazing. And, you know, everyone here does an amazing job of looking after us players and making sure that we're making the right decisions. So when it comes time to make a decision, we're making the right one just because it's natural to us at that point.
Do you look at yourself as here to replace a guy like Malik Jackson, or is that kind of a dangerous way to think?
You know, I bring my own skill set. You know, he's got his own skill set, and, you know, he's doing big things. But I'm just coming in to, you know, be a player on this team, you know, be competitive across all positions, and I think, you know, competition brings out the best in everyone, so it'll be good once I'm healthy to just go out there and compete, and I think that's just going to bring the best out in everyone.
I'm just curious, I mean, the Jared Haynes story last year was kind of a big deal over here. You have a different perspective coming from that side of things. What was it like from the Australian perspective of the jump he was trying to make?
Yeah, you know, when someone can do something like that, it's always an incredible feat, you know, to never play a sport and then go straight to it professionally is just, you know, incredible. But, you know, he's a phenomenal athlete, and I think, you know, he just needs to work on the mental side of the game a bit more and just the understanding of the game and why things that go a certain way, like scheme-wise, and I think he'll find a spot somewhere. But, you know, to come over and play in, I think it was 8 games as a guy who's never, you know, even put on a set of shoulder pads before is just awesome. So, you know, it's any good publicity for American football in Australia is good. So,
was he like a superstar over there?
Yeah, he was probably one of the best. Yeah, he was probably in the rugby league world. Yeah, he was probably the best that we've ever seen. So.